Sissy Betty was a cute powder puff sort of girl. Sissy Betty would wear her hair in a bun with the cutest hair sticks she could find. She loved wearing her glossy pale blue silk dress and silver garters. But girl, let me tell you, the real fun began when I found Sissy Betty in a magic shop where she worked. Yes, she would bend over for me and do her little twirls, but I knew she was really looking at my husband, Gordon. It was then that I knew I would soon have a free sissy maid. You see, I've had friends come and go that would stay in my home. The cost is always free, with the exception of cleaning. Everyone in my home dislikes it, so I've been shopping around for a good maid. I prefer a female, or a cross-dressing sissy would be even better. Bingo! It looks like I just hit the jackpot. I smiled gleefully at the unknowing girl while I spoke. I know it's difficult to earn a wage nowadays. Have you ever thought of a maid service? She blinked at me and awkwardly smiled. No one in their right mind would want a girl like me to be doing their cleaning. Oh, sweetie, I would. How would you like to come over tomorrow? And my guys will cook you something for dinner. Well, that was 2 months ago. Now I have a sissy maid that comes over weekly to sweep, mop, and vacuum. She even does windows. She stays for dinner, and then I watch as my guys give her dessert. It's quite the happy time for all of us. Are you a sissy maid too? I would love to talk to you about your days working as a maid or working as my maid. Hugs and kisses. This is Mistress Simone, and you can read this at kinkyphonemistress.com and call 1-800-601-7259. Love you, boys. Love you, girls. Talk to you soon.